Kyle Guske is here for David Trainer, and today we are going to be looking at a mutual fund, one that at the surface level, well, it doesn't look terrible, it just looks pretty mediocre, but when you dig deeper, you find out it's headed for trouble. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life, where we are joined, well, normally by David Trainer, the president of New Constructs, but this week by Kyle Guske, investment analyst for New Constructs. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities from the grassroots level, from the bottom up. And they then evaluate them on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And things that are dangerous, well, typically they're things that, at least on the surface level, they look pretty good. But when you dig in from the bottom up, you come to a different conclusion.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It absolutely is. And the more dangerous something is, well, typically the more trouble it's going to be headed for. Meanwhile, attractive things are often things that look ugly at the surface level. But when you dig in from the bottom up, you find out that, hey, earnings might be misleading or there are other conditions that wind up becoming a problem. You can learn more at newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. And you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. Kyle Guske, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
HSBC Opportunity Fund.
Danger, danger.
HSBC Opportunity Fund. Its ticker symbol, HSOAX for the A shares. And this is a mid-cap growth fund that, if I were looking at it, and I did when I was told ahead of this that you were going to be picking on it, I looked at it and I said, okay, it's not bottom of the barrel, like, let's go out and pick the worst fund out there. It is a fund that, quite honestly, its performance is mediocre to me. Mediocre doesn't strike me as dangerous, but you guys, you're looking at it as a dangerous fund. So why? Where is the trouble here that you see that doesn't show up on the surface level?
Yeah, so this is actually kind of a general style of the mid-cap growth. We rank the styles basically 1 to 12 every quarter. Mid-cap growth is unattractive and actually ranks 10th in the third quarter. It's actually only 6% of funds in that style earn are attractive or better rating. On the other hand, HSOAX is very unattractive rated. And specifically for the fund, we kind of think it showcases that finding and picking quality stocks is actually a lot harder if you're using what we consider to be flawed metrics. The managing group looks at specific metrics such as free cash flow, potential for margins growth, and basically believes that earnings growth is the most important to picking good stocks. We believe earnings growth is a flawed metric that can be, you know, manipulated through accounting loopholes, and we actually remove these loopholes. We see that the holdings of the fund aren't that great. Basically, when we look at the holdings overall, we see that only 9% of the stocks earn our attractive or better rating, and over 50% of the stocks earn our unattractive or worse rating. Compared to the benchmark, which is IWP, that's 17% attractive stock and only 40% unattractive. Overall, 7 of the 10 top 10 holdings receive our unattractive rating. And so it's kind of the holdings don't look great. When we look at it compared to the benchmark, it looks even worse. That basically these flawed metrics that they're using are leading them to find less profitable stocks that are actually overvalued compared to the benchmark. And if you're buying a mutual fund, you should be comparing to the benchmark because you shouldn't be paying extra for worse holdings.
So, again, we could have put a lot of mid-cap growth funds in here. And that is that condition that says, okay, if you made an asset allocation decision, somebody's going to probably stick with it because you're saying, I want to be in a certain asset class or what have you. That is understandable. It's the side that says, don't pick the dog of that group. Like, you can have a group where you understand that it's out of favor and things aren't working that well, but don't pick basically the worst fund in that group or one of the worst funds in that group, right?
Correct. Yeah. If we see, you know, the very unattractive rating, and then it just comes down to some of the more overvalued stocks in this fund, we look at the valuation of the fund as a whole, and we see it has a price to economic book value of 4.8, which is just the basically price to the no growth value of the holding. The benchmark is lower at 3.5, and then we look at the growth appreciation period at 55 years compared to 47 years for the benchmark and 32 years for the overall S&P 500. And basically that's just looking at the growth and expectations implied in the stock. So we're looking at highly overvalued stocks compared to the market and the benchmark in a style that doesn't look all that great to us either.
Yeah. I mean, I think the stylistic stuff is pretty important. And so this is the other side too, that for you, this is really your research at work, where you guys are sorting out the earnings side of things and saying, okay, we're not looking at companies from the top down. When they are looking at earnings, they are really looking at momentum factors, and very much top down. You are digging in at the bottom up, and that's why you have the discrepancy on how you view the stocks that are in the portfolio.
Exactly. We look, you know, take earnings, and then we go through and remove all sorts of accounting loopholes, adjustments that can be made to get to the true, you know, recurring profits of each company. And we look at the holdings of the whole for each fund and give it a rating based on that.
And it's important to note, this fund, while it's been mediocre, has actually been above average in its peer group last year and this year, year to date. But what we're saying here is, based on new constructs evaluation, you would expect that to change. You think there's a reckoning coming that will send it back towards the below average kind of long-term performer it's been, right?
Correct. Yeah, we see the, you know, year-to-date in 1 year outperformed a little bit, and then, you know, 5 year, 10 year, a little underperformed or on par, and we think that's more of the norm rather than outperformance based on the low quality of holdings they hold.
It is the HSBC Opportunity Fund. The Class A shares trade under the ticker symbol HSOAX, and it is in the danger zone. A fund, mediocre long-term track record, above average recently, but headed potentially for some trouble based on the stocks it owns and the style it's using. Kyle Guskey, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst for New Constructs. You can go online to newconstructs.com to read more about all of their danger zone picks, to find their most attractive and most dangerous lists and more. And you can follow them on Twitter, where they're at New Constructs. Up next, as we head for home on the Monday, July 30th edition of Money Life, it's Lindsay Piegza, chief economist for Stifel Fixed Income. She's here when we come back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.